This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls on broadcasting.
Oh my gosh, so much to talk about, so little time, especially since we've cut the show by an hour. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I have a question. I've never done drugs, as you guys know, and I'm curious, how is fentanyl, which I don't know much about, but it's a very deadly substance from what I hear, like a couple of grains is enough to send you spiraling into oblivion. How is it not a banned substance? Can somebody enlighten me? KJRadio.com. is where you can reach me, 844-551-8255. I mean, they say, well, the Chinese are lacing these pills and bringing them through Mexico and they're disguising them as other stuff. What are the Chinese trying to kill us? I'm honest. I really don't know. My producer's looking at me like I'm crazy. I don't know. Why are we having to ban this now? How long have we known about it? Is it just in the time of Trump? And, you know, I was at Reason over the weekend, and they were talking about this opioid crisis is a fabricated crisis, and they make a good case for it. They talk about how doctors are in cahoots with drug dealers. Pharmaceutical companies and all these people are in cahoots with one another to get these pills out. Think about the level of over-prescribing that occurs in this country. The last thing you should want to do. I'm just telling you, the reason why I barely take aspirin. The last thing you should want to do is change your body's biology. I mean, I'll go with vitamins, and I don't know that I trust the FDA on the recommended daily allowances, but I figure, you know, we've studied enough about physiology to say occasionally you need a boost. I think my body can handle a little extra B12, right? But these other drugs, I don't get it. I don't understand how doctors go, listen, you're going to be in some pain. We're going to give you some. I was told that dilaudinum, which I don't know much about it, is like double the strength of heroin or something. I mean, it's amazing this stuff doesn't numb you and make you want more. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I tell people, I don't want something that masks my pain, that masks my sensibilities where I'm like, man, it makes you just feel like this, Kevin. Well, why would I want to feel like that? I kind of like feeling like this. I don't know. Maybe it's just me and then I'm black and beautiful and I feel pretty good. I'm James Brown up in here. I feel good. Na, 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 na. And I don't know. You know, is there another euphoric level of Kevin Jackson that could be reached? Perhaps, but I like this level. I don't need to be the Donald Trump of Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson loves Kevin Jackson. I hope you love yourself. I hope you love yourselves out there. I hope you do. I hope and pray that you see yourselves for who you are, the way I see you. I see you as beautiful conservative people, beautiful pragmatists. You don't need no fentanyl. Is it a seasoning? Is it like MSG? What is fentanyl? And why are we letting the Chinese ship this crap over to us? And why are we putting it in pills that look very similar to other pills? I saw this special on TV. They are disguising it to look like, you know, arthritis medicine. What for? Are you trying to kill all old people? And now they didn't say it was arthritis medicine. I'm just using that as an example. But it was for something else. Are they trying to kill us? That's all I'm asking. I'm not trying to be Alex Jones conspiracy. And by the way, I don't think Alex is a conspiracy guy. I think Alex asked very good questions about the potential for things that we are watching happen in this country. So what can happen here? Somebody explain it to me. I mean, fentanyl, it's bad. You know, that's all I know. That's all I got. My producer's like, is that it? Yes. I don't know the chemistry of it. I don't know the, you know, they do the little chart with all the lines and the chemical formula. I don't know what it is, but I've heard it's bad and it's readily available. And they're talking about there was enough fentanyl seized at the Mexican border to kill 157 million Americans. And I'm going, how would they do it? Are they going to substitute it in my Lowry seasoned salt? I don't want it. Get rid of it. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about Fox News. They're like, we know the Democrats aren't going to let us host a debate. And everybody's whining on social media. Fox News has been blacklisted from the debate. I don't give a crap. Fox News is part of the problem. They silence people. Look, let me tell you about Fox News. Fox News fired me, which I don't care about that. But they fired me unceremoniously, said that I had made a reprehensible comment. I commented back and said, really? So all these affairs and all this nonsense that's been going on with Jesse Waters and Ed Henry and others, and there are many others besides them. All that, none of that matters to you, but I'm reprehensible. So I just made a comment that said, look, I don't mind you firing me, but when you fire at me, then I'm going to come back at you. So I did. And so then they banned me from speaking at events. There were events they said, if Kevin Jackson goes, we're not going to film it. Well, I didn't realize I was that big. But you know what, Fox? If you see me as that big, you're about to get a real dose of me. All right? And so everybody's talking about Fox, Fox, Fox. Fox is a liberal leaning station. They call themselves moderates. They're not. They use Hannity and Tucker and a few others for their bona fides to try to play conservative while they're leftists. And we're watching them. So then they get blacklisted because they're trying to play the game. They want to play the game. We want your Democrat convention, your debates. We want the debates. And then they don't get it. Then who do they want to rally? They want to rally us. Fox News isn't going to get the debates. I don't give a crap what you don't get. If you didn't get it, make a bigger offer. Make a bigger offer to the Democratic Party. You made a fortune. What bothers me about Fox is it's not real. You're not getting real debate. It's watered down crap. And let me tell you something. There are people on there. Dan Bongino and I are tight. Dan and his wife are great people, his kids, great family. I got much love for Dan. We've known each other for a decade. Got much love for him. Hannity won't even talk to me on his radio show. And Sean and I thought are friends. I haven't even tried to reach out to Tucker. I'm not pushing the envelope with these guys because I don't want to get them in trouble. But you get cut off. And so now they get cut off, and they want us to be out there, oh, the poor Fox. Look, the debate, whether it's on Fox or it's on MSNBC, as far as I'm concerned, is like watching baboons hump. I don't want to see it. It's the Nature Channel gone wild when you watch the Democrats debate. And let me tell you why we will watch it. I'm going to watch it and tweet about it, and I'm going to lampoon all of these people because Kamala Harris wants reparations for black folks, and her family is one of the biggest slave owners in Jamaica. I'm going to watch it because Elizabeth Warren says she wants reparations for black folks because she wants it to be fair, that everything should be fair. This is a woman that faked her way into the Senate and into high-paying jobs by pretending to be an Indian.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are a lot more important things to talk about than R. Kelly. But his the accusations against him do have pretty significant meaning. I mean, this guy, I saw the special, and if you watched it, this guy would get these youngish girls, I don't know how old they were, 17 to 20-something, and based on his pop culture icon status, he would effectively make himself a little concubine. Now, again, I don't really care. That's his business, except many of these girls said, we were forced to stay there. We had no vehicles, no money. We couldn't talk to each other. It was a very strange situation, cult-like. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So he gets arrested, bailed out because he owes, I don't know, a couple $100,000 in child support. Anonymous person bailed him out. This is twice now. A woman bailed him out the first time. I don't know who she was. Maybe a fan or whatever. This time, another $180,000 or whatever the number was. It was more than $100,000. Somebody bailed him out anonymously, according to his attorney. Now, the interesting implications to me are the timing of it all. Because we've got Cosby who's gone down. Let's back up. We've got Weinstein who deserved to go down. Harvey Weinstein. Because he was actually sexually abusing women in Hollywood with their permission, of course. Cosby gets caught up in the whole thing. He's the only one so far that I know who's actually in prison for it. Bill Clinton has lost his canonized status as the top Democrat and first black president, but he sits outside of prison. We have CBS Moons, who's been fired, Bill O'Reilly, many others, on just the mere accusations. Nobody has to prove anything anymore on the mere accusations. And you can kind of see this trend. We have the I believe her trend that came up during the Kavanaugh hearings, where we know these lying skanks, I repeat what I said when I got fired from Fox, these lying skanks lied about him. And on the heels of all this now, we've got two pop culture icons, black guys, who seem to be getting the raw end of the deal. I don't know. I mean, I believe these women with R. Kelly. It's just way too many of them. And the stories are very similar. And I watched one girl in particular who did not have a cross to bear. She said, look, the man gave me an STD, and I don't know what other women went through, but here's what I went through. And, of course, there was all the rumors and that had been floating around for decades in the black community that they overlooked it. So I'm not blaming him, but here's the thing. He now stars to death. This is a man that has a body of music that is decades long. I mean, he's the modern day Stevie Wonder. This guy has written songs in every decade. He, if you really want to look at his story, he couldn't read. And he got with some lady, married a woman who taught him how to read, was a musical savant, can write a music watching you chew gum and write a hit song, and written hit songs for lots of people and so on and so forth, and now he can't even make a living. Now I want you to understand how the music business works. You write a couple of hit songs that get played on the radio, and you pretty much have an annuity for a couple of decades if that song stays relatively popular. It allows you to live a pretty lavish lifestyle. That's why I chuckle every time these people talk about giving away their money and stuff. I'm thinking, you're on an annuity. You know, Barbara Streisand, you know, they whine about it because every time you hear Touch Me in the Morning or Evergreen or whatever she's saying, she's getting paid. Now, it wanes over the years, of course, because the popularity of these songs goes down. But some of them, that's why they write and sing Christmas songs and produce Christmas albums, because they want that money spigot to keep on going. So we got R. Kelly, who, by the way, I really believe is guilty. But I look at how justice gets doled out, and I'm watching some of these other guys get off. Harvey Weinstein should be in prison for what he's done. Kevin Spacey, how many other Holly weirdos should be in prison for what they've done, and nothing's going on, but now we're talking about R. Kelly. And he's not the only one. I learned this. They are pulling Michael Jackson's music because of a posthumous special that comes out that says, here's what Michael did to me. So all around the world, they're pulling this man's music off of the radio. Now, you want to talk about a guy who's given unbelievable amount of his talent to the world. We are the world. Remember that song? We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones that make a brighter day. So let's start. I don't know the lyrics, and I'm hoarse, so I can't sing the song. But you know what I'm talking about. Michael Jackson on that. Michael Jackson writing The Man in the Mirror. Michael Jackson writing songs that people have. He's been an icon for decades. Now, does he love kids? Yeah, is he a little freak? Probably. I don't know what he's done with these kids, but here's what I do know. Parents were all too happy to deliver their children to Michael Jackson and say, hey, Michael, yeah, Corey can stay. Now, Corey Feldman says Michael Jackson never did a thing to me. But then he comes back now and he says, Michael Jackson, I have to believe the victims, the people that are coming out of the woodwork to get after his estate, apparently. Now, I'm talking about two different people because I don't know about Michael. I really don't. My heart of hearts, I believe Michael Jackson probably did sleep with little boys. I know this sounds freaky because I wouldn't do it. If you were coming over to my house or, you know, for a play date, I wouldn't let you sleep in my bed. But Michael's, you know, he thinks of himself as a kid. I understand his pathology. I'm not telling you that it's not freaky. I would never let my son go to Michael's house and Michael play, you know, with big boy. Hey, we'll just play together and all that because he's just too much of a freak. But I do know people who would. And the people who would, how dare you? How dare you later come back and go, oh, he was a total freak. And now that he's dead and I want to make some money, I want to sue you. So these are the two. Now, look, we got tons more to talk about. I don't even know why I'm talking about this. I think part of me just sees so much irony and hypocrisy in all of it that a guy like Bill Clinton could be walking around free after raping many women. Do you know how many congressmen and senators are in our government who have, I mean, the stuff that they do to people would blow your mind, and nothing's happening. By the way, same thing happens with these female execs. They do the same stuff. Don't believe it's any different. And here we're talking about, you know, R. Kelly and Michael Jackson. And again, with R. Kelly, I don't care. I think R. Kelly's guilty. And I know that if I was on his jury, I would listen. I would not take my predetermined ideas into it. But I believe he's guilty. I saw the special. I know of his life with Aaliyah. You guys may not know who she was. A young girl at the beginning of her career died in a plane crash. Might have been the best thing to happen to her, to be honest with you. Some people say there are fates worse than death. But whether he did or he didn't, you know, we're going to be able to judge it. But I look at the confluence of all these things that are bringing down all these men, and I'm asking myself, what's going on here? You know, now you may say, Kevin, you're a bit sensitive, maybe because your tweet about the lying skanks that accused Kavanaugh is what got you fired. No, that has nothing to do with it. I've been sensitive to this issue since the women's movement equated itself to men a long time ago. And suddenly, now we've got to hold this special place. Oh, they're victims. Well, are they really victims? If you allow yourself to be a victim, are you really a victim? I don't have the answer. I'm just asking.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is submitting a new budget blueprint to Congress requesting more than $8 billion in funding for a border wall and border security. The $4.7 trillion proposal suggests steep cuts in domestic spending while continuing to increase spending for the Pentagon. Acting OMB Director Russ Vogt with more on the budget.
We are saying to the American people, we can no longer afford the paradigm that Congress keeps giving us, which is that we're never going to make any trade-offs, that we're never going to align what we spend with what we take in, that we're not going to do what every family does across the country in trying to figure out what they can afford before they go out and spend. So, yes, we are trying to say that we need to continue to secure the country. We need to continue to secure the border.
Coast Guard Officer Christopher Hassan is in a Maryland court this afternoon, accused of planning a domestic terror attack against prominent Democratic politicians and journalists. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Pretty soon, you simply won't be able to have a past in order to survive in this world. People are going to have to be born at 40 years old and go, they say, well, what's your background? You go, I don't have one. We're all going to be test tube babies because you can't withstand the scrutiny of life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. I'm talking about all this post-historical stuff. Let's tear down Confederate statues, and let's no longer play Michael Jackson's music, and let's no longer do this or that. You know, let's go back and look 40, 50 years into Cosby's life and determine that he did something that there was probably a 99.999% chance he would never do, because why would he need to? Let's go back to Kavanaugh's high school years and adjudicate nonsense from what lying skanks want to accuse him of, and let's not even apply due process or, God forbid, common sense. Hey, and another thing, whenever the left accuses we conservatives, we pragmatists, libertarians, whatever you want to call yourselves, of doing something, then it's to be believed, right? Because that's the Jussie Smollett part of our existence now. We're supposed to be, if we're accused of beating people up at rallies, don't we do it, even though that's what's happening to us? Isn't that what we are supposedly guilty of? If we're supposed to be guilty of Russian collusion, even though they're guilty of Russian collusion, why do we dare fight? Men have toxic masculinity. We've got white privilege, you white guys anyway. And I could go on. It's ridiculous. So the questions come up, and are the Democrats killing their party? Guy wrote, he says, the Democrat Party has lost its mind. What's happening there, however, is not happening in isolation. In society and in life, nothing happens in isolation. I've told many people, I don't blame Democrats for doing what they do to us. If somebody will let you take advantage of them, why not do it? If you've got a roommate who'll let you eat their food, go into their room at night and have, you know, sex with them or do whatever. I mean, to take your money out of your wallet while you, with you looking, if you allow it to happen, you can't later cry rape or robbery and go, oh, this is what my roommate did, if you let it happen. But if your roommate came and ate your food and you said, what the heck are you doing eating my food? You didn't pay for my food, and you'd get in their face. Or if they come in your room and you say, get the heck out of my room. Or what are you doing with my wallet? You must want to throw down. They will leave you alone. I don't blame them. I blame the people that when you set your boundaries and then you allow people to invade your boundaries, don't be mad at it without consequence. Don't be mad at the invader. That's why the left gets mad at us, because we fight back on border. We want to build a wall. We want you to be legal here. Oh, look at you, whatever. Yeah, well, look at me, whatever. The person who's paying the bills? Yeah, I'm going to look at me because I'm going to fight you back. The guy says there's a word that describes the party's behavior. It's nihilism, a viewpoint that traditional values and beliefs are unfounded and that existence is senseless and useless. A doctrine that denies any objective ground of truth, especially moral truths. And let me tell you something, just so we're clear. Leftists are nihilists beyond belief. There is no morality with them. There is no set they ignore cultural norms because they say, who sets the norms? I think it had an adjective in front of it, cultural. That's who sets the norms. That's who says that stealing is bad. That's who says that murder is bad. Culture. And culture is usually built on something, dare I say, Judeo-Christian values. Wow, there he goes. Kevin's gone all biblical on you. He says that definition fits the current Democratic Party. The party and the left place little to no value on tradition, the Constitution, the sanctity of life, borders, private property rights, voting law enforcement, election outcomes, standards of behavior, or free speech. Do I really need to go on? You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Thanks for being a part of what I do each and every day, 5 days a week. And I'm glad that you're a part of it because, you know, without you, I'm just speaking to myself. And that's okay. I routinely evaluate my position on things because I want to make sure that it's clear. I want to be able to articulate my message without having to question, am I really right about it? I told you guys I was at the Reason Weekend. Some of the best thinkers on the planet are with Reason. Go check them out, reason.com. They make amazing, I don't always agree with them, by the way, but they make amazing suppositions and propositions on various things. For example, one of the things they talked about over the weekend was why do you want to regulate what adults do with their bodies when it comes to like prostitution? Because there's been a crackdown on these bathhouses, what they call massage parlor things, where they got Robert Kraft. They're cracking down on those. These Asian women are coming to America. It's mostly Asian women. They do these massage bath things, and from what I hear, I've never been to one, but they say they have sex in these bathhouses. I don't know if we call them bathhouses. They're like massage parlors. And the lady's like, it's consensual. Nobody's being forced. There's no pimp involved. Nobody's getting beaten up. It's a woman saying, I'm going to give you a massage. And by the way, as part of the massage, would you like more? And the guy goes, you know what? Now that I'm here, why not? I'm not condoning it, but I'm certainly not condemning it. I wouldn't take my son there and go, hey, listen, you and dad are going to go get, you know, him and him massages and, you know, welcome to manhood, son. I wouldn't do it. But I'm just saying there are people that might. It's not for me to moralize on. Look, I get it. You know, shouldn't be having sex willy-nilly and you should be a partner. Okay, great. I get it. I'm a Christ follower. I understand it. But I'm saying I'm not going to moralize on it. And if that's the way a person wants to make a living, and they're not taking my money, make your living. People make worse livings. And here's the beauty of it. You don't have to agree with me. And that's what's cool about Reason. This one lady was passionate about it because a girl had committed suicide over this. She was supposedly jumped out of a three-story window because it would have been she would have been deported back to China. And she didn't want to go back. Anyway, he says, if you don't like the rules, he's going on talking about the Democrats. If you don't like the rules, you don't like the order, the alternative to order is chaos. The Democrat Party is attempting to lead the country into chaos. I've said this many times. The left is easy to figure out. People say, Kevin, why do they do it? Why do they do it? I don't understand. Simple. They love spinning things into chaos. You can't make money in order. When things are going the way you predict them, the way that the models show that they will work, then what do you need government for? What do you need this rabble-rouser for? If the black people know there is no significant racism in this country, that there's nothing stopping black folks, if you think that that's going to stop the Congressional Black Circus clowns from saying that, you must be out of your mind. That's like telling them, hey, listen, you're going to be out of a job. You no longer need it. But when black folks learn they don't have to vote for Sheila Jackson Lee and they can vote for, you know, Steinberg or whatever, the, you know, the Jewish man or the white guy, are you kidding? They will dump these silly Negroes in a minute. So but Sheila Jackson Lee has them convinced. The only person who's going to go there and fight for you, who understands what you're going through, the suffering, is somebody that has your skin color, that's going to go to D.C. and represent you. And you know who she represents? Not them. She represents herself. Okay, he says, once you recognize the Democratic Party is nihilistic, it becomes easier to understand why they think and act as they do. Now, you may have heard of Jordan Peterson, professor up in Canada, and he's suddenly been branded a non-leftist, an enemy of the left, because he dare ask questions like, why do I have to use special pronouns for the transgender? And he dare probe. And he's an economist. I want you to understand this. But the guy, he references him. He says, Jordan Peterson's profoundly brilliant and important book is titled 12 Rules for Life, An Anecdote for Chaos. In it, he writes, chaos and order make up the eternal, transcendent environment of the living. Chaos and order also define one of the important differences between liberals and conservatives. As President Trump has said, if you don't have borders, you don't have a country. That's actually fine with the Democrats and the left. For example, Democrats want to abolish ICE, and they not only want to prevent more border wall from being built, some of them want to tear down the wall that is in place. Now, that makes zero sense to anybody, but that's what they want to do. Democrats, look at what Jussie Smollett did. Nobody's bothering Jussie Smollett. In Chicago, nobody's targeting him, nobody's threatening him, but in order to take advantage for personal reasons, Jussie Smollett decided to create chaos with the Chicago Police Department and in his little village within Chicago by claiming that two pro-Trump rednecks tried to attack him because they recognized him from his movies, from his TV series, and they wanted to get this gay black guy, and he used, of course, the negative words in reference to both, and they cooked up an elaborate scheme to put a noose around his neck and bleach him and all that, and to this very moment, when this man knows he's been snagged, he is still sticking to the lie. That's the case. Harvey Weinstein is still fighting. He's threatening to sue the people that accuse him of doing what everybody knows that he did. More on this
week. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I love coming here. It's that we
observe the birth of our presidents, in particular George, our founding father, and our founding mother, George Washington and Martha Washington. We followed his lead on protecting what the butterfly sanctuary and the knowledge that he has of the region, being a border member of Congress. And what that meant was we would have hundreds of millions of dollars. We had the opportunity to meet with David Higgerson, the director of field for of the CTD detection. But that's what will happen on Monday. Mr. Castro's resolution will go to the Rules Committee. Again, I thank my friend here, my colleague, Mr. Quayer, and now it's more there's so much more immigration needs here. That helps the Border Patrol because this isn't what their job was before.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. That was Nancy Pelosi. It was a mashup of Nancy Pelosi rambling about border security in Laredo, Texas. And I think it's a great piece, a great clip for me in talking about the Democrats and their nihilism, the Democrats killing their own party, their belief that it's senseless and useless to have traditional values, things like borders define our boundaries, they define our country. I'll put it to you this way. You have borders in your own life. You have lines that you do not allow people to cross. I'll give you an example with me. You don't put your hands on me, I won't put my hands on you. You could tell me whatever you want to tell me. You threaten to hit me and throw a blow, I'm absolutely going to destroy you. But until then, we are equals. No matter how much training I have as a fighter, you can tell whatever story you want. I won't touch you. But you touch me, and I will destroy you. That's my boundary. My boundary is I don't deal with negative people. If you're a negative person over time, if I go, you're nothing but negative, you can't be a part of my inner circle. You can't be a part of my life. It's that simple. So you've had boundaries. You've established your boundaries. You say, I'm going to speak for some of conservative women. You say, this is what I demand in a relationship with whomever, your significant other. And you set boundaries. What the Democrats say is, to hell with the boundaries. For you to set boundaries means you're discriminating. You're profiling. Absolutely. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I often used to laugh when people would talk to me about racial profiling or profiling of any kind. And I would say, so something that is absolutely part of your DNA, part of what you do, the ability to discern danger from safety, to discern good people from bad people, good situations from bad situations, good food from bad food. Every part of your being is discerning. When you pick up something out of your refrigerator, what do? You look at it. If it's got mold on it, you go, you know what? That probably shouldn't eat that. If you can't see mold, but you're wondering and you smell it and it smells rank, you go, I'm not going to eat that. If you taste it and it's got any type of bacteria, your amylase, the enzymes in your saliva will detect it and you'll spit it out. I'm just telling you, your whole makeup is about discerning good from bad, evil from good, whatever. And the left tell you, stop it. Stop with the profiling. Stop with all that discerning stuff. You're discriminating against people, and they want you to effectively destroy yourself. Get rid of your norms. Get rid of every sense of what you sense is right or wrong. Hey, I'm a little bit tipsy. Do I go to that frat party with a bunch of horny college boys? Probably you shouldn't. That's your sixth sense, right, that should kick in. I could go on. This particular person is writing an article, and he's talking about the nihilism of the left, and he says the messes at San Francisco, Chicago, and New York have become our stark evidence of what happens when laws are no longer enforced. By the way, I say to this writer, you don't have to stop at San Francisco, Chicago, and New York. You can go to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Dallas, Houston, you name it, any city. a big city that is what? Run by leftists, and whatever problem you describe, it's either already at DEFCON 1 or it's headed that way. He says, the left has more sympathy for lawbreakers than law enforcers. Sanctuary cities create immigration chaos. Virtually every belief and policy of the Democrat Party is fundamentally a war against order. Democrat politicians and their enablers in the media believe the ends justify the means. The end, rather. They see nothing wrong with lying, distorting, making things up, or the violent termination of the essence of innocent life. It isn't just that the end justifies the means, it's that you reject the moral truths. You don't need to justify lying. It also explains why they have no shame. Jussie Smollett, I keep coming back to him because I like it. Jussie Smollett doesn't think he's done anything wrong, and there are many people who support him that feel identically the same. They don't believe that whatever they do, it's not wrong because in the end, they will be vindicated. Now, we know that's not the case. It would be different if we could look forward and ask ourselves, okay, let's play it through. Let's play the Jussie Smollett thing through. Let's say he gets away with it and he gets his fat salary, or that there are theoretically these Trump people in Chicago that exist. They just didn't attack him. But they do exist, right? Because that was many people's argument. Well, he was just making a larger point that they exist. All right? Well, show me. And if they do exist, what are they doing to change the culture? Because let me tell you something. Conservatives, if those people do exist, we want them out. We don't rationalize them. If there had been two guys, which we know there at this point there weren't, if there had been two guys, we would be fighting against them. These guys don't. But there are people out there rationalizing Smollett's lie. They know of his lie, and they knew he was lying at the time. They said, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the unofficial leader of the Democratic Party. AOC is the perfect standard bearer for how the party has evolved. She has zero real-world experience beyond making martinis and margaritas. She hasn't the slightest idea what she's talking about. Her Green New Deal is little more than a utopian hallucination. Nevertheless, she's the most popular Democrat. More than anyone else, she defines the party. I say she's the new replacement for Barack Obama. He was identically the same. This guy had no credentials whatsoever to be president of the United States. He never should have been a congressman. He never should have been a senator. He didn't want those jobs. He was stair-stepping to get to the to get notoriety. He would have been a happy Robert O'Rourke, the guy who ran against Ted Cruz, had he lost the presidency. He would have been a happy camper because he would have run off and been super rich, and everybody would have said, well, he would have been such a great president. But you know what Barack Obama did? He screwed up, and he actually won. And then he was the worst president in the history of our republic. And you know what? Leftists love that he's the worst president because now, in their logic, he's the best. He goes on to say, Democrats' fascination with AOC shows that they place no value on experience, maturity, or judgment. She did not invent chaos, but she embodies it, particularly mental chaos. Beyond nihilism, the Democratic Party is motivated by hate and negativity. Their decision rule is, if Donald Trump is for it, we're against it. If his goal is to make America great again, they'll do everything they can to prevent that from happening. They hate Trump first and foremost because he won. They hate him because he is the exact opposite of who they are. He is positive. They are negative. They hate his supporters because he's talking about you and me, we caused them to win. A Chinese proverb says, hate destroys the container in which it is stored. Martin Luther King said, hate destroys the hater. No political party can sustain itself on hate, but that's all they've got. College campuses provide much of the raw material for negativity and nihilism. I heard a young kid, he told me, says, I really don't blame the teachers at colleges as much as I blame the students. They get into these conclaves and they continue to discuss it and all that. And I said, I disagree with you, young sir. I said, the teacher is the person who sets the standard. These kids are wanting the grade. They want the A. They say and do what the teacher tells them to say and do. The teachers, why do you think they call them teachers, youngster? It's ridiculous to believe that it's these kids that are bringing these ideas. I tell people all the time, I can tell what type of parent you are by the kids you raise. You know, if your kids don't have a curfew and eat what they want and they load up on sugar, you're not a good parent. I don't blame the kid. I blame you. My kids would go into the thing and come out with candy for breakfast, and I'd look at them like, are you losing your mind? Put that stuff away and go get a regular breakfast. You're going to eat food. It's going to have protein. Anyway, I'm going to have to leave it there, but understand this. The Democrats will destroy themselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.